The following Bloodstream Media podcast is made possible by Tremo Pharmaceuticals and is intended for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. Please speak with medical professionals before making healthcare decisions.
We can mask it, we can disguise it, we can function beautifully, but it's still there.
You are afraid right now because you live with pain, and your fear is causing you to stop doing the things that you love.
It requires acceptance over and over again.
It's completely different when you have someone who empathizes and truly understands what you're going through.
My life has value. My life, even with pain, I am an integral part of society.
Do you ever have one of those days, maybe weeks, even years, where you feel like you're in a storm? And you're trying to walk against a wall of wind and rain that just keeps pushing you back? For myself, life can sometimes feel like a video game that's perpetually stuck on hard mode. I keep trying to figure it out, but I always end up back where I started. After a while, I find myself getting more and more frustrated. There's got to be an easier way, I tell myself. It isn't until I finally let go of my frustrations and accept my situation for what it is that things start to change. And then suddenly, almost seemingly out of nowhere, they actually do. I can see a new path that I may have missed or overlooked. Things that were once frustrating begin to make a little more sense. I start to feel better, calmer, more secure, and finally, I feel like I have control of my situation. So, what is that?
Radical acceptance.
Radical acceptance.
Radical acceptance. Hi, I'm Mel Forrest, and welcome to the Pain Pod. So, what is radical acceptance? Well, it can mean many things to many people, so I'll just give a general overview. Radical acceptance sprouts from the Buddhist teachings of mindfulness and compassion. Tara Brach states that radical acceptance is clearly recognizing what is happening inside us, and regarding what we see with an open, kind, and loving heart. This form of mindfulness and compassion is used in different therapy types to promote healing within. In this episode, six people with chronic pain discuss how acceptance, in its many forms, has helped them cope and move forward. We begin with Shannon Green, who uses radical acceptance to cope with nerve pain experienced from Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder where the body's immune system mistakenly attacks parts of its peripheral nervous system.
Radical acceptance. What I mean by that is you accept your situation for what it is. It is what it is. And it requires acceptance over and over again. It's not like a one-time deal. It's a hard thing, so it requires multiple tries. And I don't know if you're familiar with Marcia Linehan, but she wrote a lot of books about radical acceptance. And I did a program, DBT, which is the dialectical behavior therapy. I did that as well as CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy.
In simplest terms, WebMD describes dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, as a type of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT tries to identify and change negative thinking patterns and pushes for positive behavioral changes, while DBT may be used to treat suicidal and other self-destructive behaviors and teaches patients skills to cope with and change unhealthy behaviors. Radical acceptance is a DBT skill.
I don't focus on saying words like, I want to be happy. I focus it on, I choose joy. It's something you don't wait to make yourself happy. You have to get out there and do things that will generate joy in your life. Another thing they teach in DBT related to that, it says non-acceptance plus pain equals suffering. So the acceptance with pain makes progress. So really you're, not only are you reducing suffering, you're giving yourself opportunities to choose joy.
Through acceptance, Shannon can cope and make changes necessary to move forward. For her, acceptance is an essential and daily practice that betters her overall quality of life. She shares this experience and the idea of radical acceptance with others through her multiple support groups.
I recently met a guy who has pretty much been in bed the last 4 or 5 years, and you can imagine his mindset. And I said, you just gotta push through the pain and start moving. The less you move, the worse you're gonna feel. This guy I just mentioned and another lady, both of them, their pain was so bad, they were having suicidal thoughts, and they had left a message on my phone, and then I called them back the next day and they said they had been praying for some hope, and then I called them back.
With radical acceptance having roots in Buddhism, I was curious if spirituality played a large part in Shannon's life.
I tell people I grew up fire and brimstone Baptist, so that's very strict Baptist. So I had that spiritual background, but a lot of the meditation things that I do are rooted in Buddhism. I think no matter what God you believe in, a spiritual practice is so important. And when you're feeling lost, I think that's when it really steps up and becomes even more important.
Dealing with chronic pain can be overwhelming. And in the process of managing pain, a person can lose a bit of themselves. For some, a spiritual practice is an excellent path toward acceptance. For others, the path may look a little different. Isaac, a severe hemophilia A patient from Kenya who lives with arthritis and chronic joint pain, finds acceptance through knowledge and information.
From when I started to understand pain, I noticed that that's something that it's like a renewed hope. And actually started doing something about it. You know, before I wouldn't do anything. I'd just be angry at, you know, life. But then I started noticing that I could do something about it, including avoiding stressful situations.
Knowledge is power. And having information that provides a better understanding and awareness of pain can allow a person to properly acknowledge it. This acknowledgement is a step on the path towards acceptance.
Changing my lifestyle to make myself a bit more comfortable. That's really helped, and it's reduced the pain, and more so, I would say, the effect, like the mental effect of the pain. So I think I am a happier person now. I even sought medical help on like which are the best painkillers. I would never ask that. That's how I'd gone through life, but I went to a hospital and I consulted on what would be the best painkillers for me, and I haven't needed to use painkillers yet.
Information not only allows Isaac to accept his own chronic pain, it also gives him the confidence to seek treatment and advocate for himself.
The first experience that I had that really changed my mind and just my thoughts on that was the pain podcast itself. Like, they're talking about pain and it's very calm. I don't know whether that makes sense. I meant to ask, did you guys do that deliberately?
That is a good question. And thanks for the shout out, Isaac. I have to give credit to our executive producer, Patrick James Lynch, and producer Greg Holdsman for the calming effect of the podcast. But I will admit that listening to other patients and clinicians talk about their experiences with pain can make a listener with chronic pain feel seen. I think that shared understanding can have a calming effect that allows a safe space for acceptance.
I noticed the mental connection with the pain while listening to the pain podcast. And part of it is that I felt at the time like you're talking to me about me, but in a calm way. And so I was calm myself. And what I did even later on was when I started experiencing pain, I listened to the podcast. The advice that the medical team and the different experts talked about, the advice they were giving, I felt that I was aware of what was going on while they were talking. So I felt some sort of control. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It really does. I want to thank Isaac for being a listener and for sharing his story with us this season. For many out there, acceptance comes from meeting or hearing others that are having similar experiences. This was also true for Andrea, a mother of two living with endometriosis, interstitial cystitis, and chronic migraines.
I did not know other people had anxiety. I did not know other people had depression. I did not know other people had endometriosis. And once you realize that those things don't define you, that's a huge thing. Like, you're not alone. You're not different. You're not crazy. It's a part of you. But those are all of the pieces of me that may turn some people away, but I'm able to provide a space for other people who feel like they are alone or who feel like they're crazy, because I joke, you're not crazy.
We talk more about chronic pain and the path to acceptance after this word about our sponsor. The Pain Pod is produced by Bloodstream Media and made possible thanks to our sponsor, Tremo Pharmaceuticals.
It's something that's opened my eyes to, even in places where you think there's these amazing advancements that are going to change and will change many of these folks' lives, that there's things that will go overlooked by the medical community at large because it's not necessarily the big, attractive, new way of doing things, you know, but it doesn't mean that people don't still have needs there.
This is Travis Helm, and he works in regulatory affairs.
So primarily my job is to interact with the FDA. I'm the lead correspondent between Tremo and the government regulators. I've actually been fortunate that I personally haven't experienced a great deal of pain in my life.
But working for Tremo has expanded his view of what it means to live with chronic pain.
I really took a step back and had a moment to reflect on, you know, the impact that opioids have on people's lives that are, you know, even when used as appropriately as possible, really challenges family dynamics and your ability to get out and do the things that you really like to do.
Travis believes at the end of the day, Tremo is doing the right thing for people in the right way.
Every time I get up and start doing things, I'm working towards an end goal that I believe in and that I know that the other people that I'm working with also share. And so it's really that the sense of team and the sense of building towards something that is bigger than each one of us individually.
Tremo was founded with the goal of developing and delivering non-opioid pain therapies for people with rare diseases and other carefully selected pain conditions. Tremo is currently conducting a phase 3 clinical trial for its lead product, a COX-2 selective NSAID. NSAID, for those who aren't familiar, stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. While this treatment is not FDA approved, you can learn more about Tremo's pipeline, mission, and the dedicated team working alongside Travis by going to TremoRx.com. That's TremeaURx.com. Tremo, leading the way for those left behind in pain. As we've heard, when dealing with chronic pain, there can be many paths toward acceptance. Spirituality, therapy, and support groups are great options. But is there a way to approach acceptance within yourself? April, who has multiple pain conditions, shares one way she practices acceptance on a daily basis.
Open-minded is important. I know it's easier said than done, especially because a lot of chronic pain patients have gone through the ringer trying to find appropriate care. But if you can be a little bit open-minded and you can get someone who has that background in pain, whether they've treated pain patients or they have pain themselves.
Having an open mind when you have to deal with pain on a daily basis helps reinforce acceptance, and it allows April to move forward. Pain management is such a large part of life for those living with chronic pain. It can take years to find the proper care and support systems, and setting up a daily routine takes diligence, practice, and commitment. So while hearing all of these stories, I was curious to know if anyone still hoped to be pain-free someday. The answers surprised me.
At one point, I would have been hopeful that I'd be pain-free one day, but I'm not anymore.
Cassandra Campos McDonald, who has chronic neck and back pain, explains how letting go of hope helps make room for acceptance.
People that know me are thinking, man, she's the one that's about hope all the time. You know, that's my message, is about hope and everything. But I don't see me ever being pain-free, and I'm okay with that now. Maybe I should be hopeful that maybe one day I won't have pain, but I just honestly don't see anything in my lifetime that will take away the damage that I have incurred in my body. And again, I think I just have to be okay with that and make the best of just making sure I'm aware of what's going on and taking care of myself, you know, and coexist with my pain so that I can still do the things I want to do.
The path to acceptance can look different to many people. Patrick Gaines, a Colorado native with chronic regional pain syndrome, knows that the road to acceptance can be long and sometimes uncomfortable. But once there, true healing can begin.
I've been made much more aware of that mind-body connection. And also, I just think of that, of our collective relationship to one another. We are also interconnected, and that we can draw strength from one another in ways that are quite beautiful and really are things that we just do naturally every day, like eye contact and smiling. And when we get out of this damn pandemic, back to physical touch, because boy, there's nothing more healing in my life than physical touch.
Like Patrick, my friend and producer Greg, who had post-concussive syndrome for 3.5 years, knows that acceptance is just one stop on this pain journey. The mental and emotional components, the suffering and acceptance, and the physical pain itself are all intertwined.
What I've learned later is that it's all connected, and all of those emotions before the concussion led to the symptoms that lasted such a long time, because like I said, they were so tied in with emotions, with psychology, in addition to the physical knock and the, you know, the chemical imbalance of the concussion. The concussions are tied into a lot of aspects of my life, including losing basketball, but also from a positive standpoint, directing my life and career. It's why I live in LA. It's why I produce podcasts for a living, and why I'm in what I call a pretty good place in my life.
Acceptance can be hard. There is no easy mode for life, and there is definitely no easy way to deal with chronic pain. But finding acceptance, in whatever form, can help you to that next level in life. We discuss moving forward and becoming who you are even with chronic pain next time on the Pain Pod. The Pain Podcast is written and hosted by me, Mel Forrest. Produced and edited by Greg Holdsman. Artwork by Ryan Gielen and Christina Newhart. Post-production support from Joshua Sterling Bragg, Rob Bradford, and Avra Friedman, and executive produced by Patrick James Lynch. The Pain Pod is produced by Bloodstream Media and presented by Tremo Pharmaceuticals. Learn more about Tremo and the work they're doing to help alleviate pain by visiting TREMEAURX.com. And as always, if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and share the Pain Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mel Forrest, and we'll be back next time with episode 7 of the Pain Pod.